You had the perfect solution. Clear, actionable, exactly what the team needed. You spoke up and nothing. The conversation rolled past you like you hadn't said a word. 10 minutes later, someone else floats the same idea, and suddenly it's brilliant. Sound familiar? This isn't about your competence or the quality of your thinking. It's about something far more fundamental, your voice. Not the physical sound that comes out of your mouth, but your natural communication style, the unique way you process information, share ideas, and connect with others. Most of us go through entire careers without understanding our authentic voice or recognizing why some people command attention effortlessly while others struggle to be heard. The Five Voices framework changes that, offering a practical language that transforms how teams interact and how individuals show up in the world. We each possess a foundational voice shaped by experience, temperament, and natural wiring. The framework identifies five distinct communication styles: nurturer, creative, guardian, connector, and pioneer. Here's what makes this revolutionary. These aren't just personality labels. They're actual voices with different volumes. Pioneers boom across conference rooms. Connectors project easily. Guardians speak at moderate volume. Creatives and nurturers often get drowned out entirely, not because they lack insight, but because their voices naturally occupy less sonic space. When 43% of people, nurturers, communicate in ways consistently overshadowed by the 7% who are pioneers, we're systematically silencing nearly half our collective intelligence. The tragedy isn't that different voices exist. It's that we've never learned to adjust the volume knobs. We interpret everyone through our own communication filter, like trying to understand French by assuming it's badly pronounced English. Once teams share this common language, tension decreases, alignment increases, and people finally feel heard. Nurturers are the emotional radar systems of organizations, noticing when someone's struggling and instinctively considering how decisions ripple through relationships. Making up 43% of the population, they ask, "How will this affect people?" At their best, they create psychological safety where teams thrive, possessing an uncanny sixth sense about how changes will land emotionally. But immature nurturers become passive-aggressive, resisting change silently, then saying, "I knew this wouldn't work," when things crumble. They undervalue their contributions, waiting for permission to speak when their perspective represents nearly half of humanity. Growth means believing their voice matters and challenging ideas without taking disagreement personally. Creatives, just 9% of the population, are tomorrow's architects. They spot trends years early and possess an early warning system for inauthenticity. Good enough never satisfies them. They're compelled to make things better through principled perfectionism. The challenge? They focus on the incomplete 10% while everyone else celebrates the accomplished 90%, draining morale through relentless critique. They need patient questioning to excavate half-formed ideas and freedom to pursue visions without micromanagement. When properly supported, they become the conscience and innovation engine of teams. Guardians, 30% of the population, ask the uncomfortable questions everyone avoids. What's the budget? What's our worst-case scenario? Convince me this change is necessary. Present-focused and logical, they're suspicious of charismatic visionaries whose plans collapse. At their best, guardians deliver on time and on budget, asking forensic questions that save organizations from disaster. Immature guardians become inflexible interrogators whose harsh tone limits their influence. They need recognition that their questioning protects rather than obstructs. Connectors, 11% of people, are social maestros who know everyone and make things happen through relationships. Walk into a room with a connector and watch them leave with 5 new contacts and 3 dinner invitations. They excel at matching people with opportunities, creating relational vortexes where everyone feels valued. Their infectious enthusiasm makes them natural problem solvers. Immature connectors become people pleasers who tailor messages differently to different audiences, creating confusion when stakeholders compare notes. They redirect conversations back to themselves and take rejection personally. Pioneers, just 7% of the population, are strategic visionaries with forceful logic and unlimited self-belief. They think 10 steps ahead, embrace leadership challenges, and aim for global domination. At their best, pioneers align resources and people to achieve remarkable feats, making difficult decisions with courage while others hesitate. Immature pioneers steamroll over quieter voices, prioritizing their agenda over consensus, creating adversarial cultures where only the brave dare challenge them. Teams need pioneers to reach full potential, but only mature ones who understand their impact. Every voice carries a default defense mechanism that emerges under pressure. Creative feelers are peaceful idealists until you violate their core values. Then they transform into unstoppable forces willing to die on principle. Creative thinkers wield sniper rifles of piercing logic, firing armor-piercing critiques that redirect entire discussions. Guardians deploy interrogation chambers, asking forensic questions that drain others emotionally, even when ultimately supportive. Connectors weaponize their networks, engaging in passive-aggressive cyber warfare when rejected, planting seeds of distrust across their vast social web. Pioneers simply overpower opposition with forceful logic, becoming more determined to prove their competence when challenged. Understanding these patterns helps us recognize when we're slipping into destructive modes and choose constructive responses instead. Your weapon system isn't your identity. It's a tendency you can manage once you see it clearly. Most teams operate at 50% potential because they don't harness all five voices. The solution? Simple speaking order in meetings. Nurturers first, then creatives, guardians, connectors, and finally pioneers. This ensures quieter voices aren't drowned out and increases buy-in for decisions. Each voice needs specific assurances. Tell nurturers, we want your opinions. No one will immediately critique them. Give creatives freedom to dream big with patient questioning. Assure guardians, keep asking tough questions even when we seem frustrated. Let connectors know critique isn't personal and encourage their passionate promotion. Challenge pioneers to listen first and soften their critique. Going last feels unnatural, but dramatically increases their influence. This isn't about being nice. It's about unlocking collective intelligence trapped behind volume differences. Understanding yourself is the foundation for leading others. Your foundational voice filters everything: how you communicate, what you value, where you find energy. The 70-30 principle states that spending 70% of time in your natural first and second voices gives you energy for the 30% requiring weaker voices. Flip that ratio and productivity collapses. Cultural biases shape which voices get celebrated. American culture glorifies pioneers, while other cultures remain suspicious of charismatic visionaries. These biases create pressure to conform rather than contribute authentically. For many, hearing their authentic voice for the first time is profoundly emotional, especially after years living in borrowed identities. When you understand your voice, imposter syndrome dissolves. You stop trying to sound like someone else and start speaking with authority that comes from alignment between who you are and how you show up. This transformation ripples outward, from self to family to team to organization to community. The world isn't waiting for you to become someone else. It's waiting for you to amplify the voice you already possess.